GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and now with this Z62 second update, here's Tim Cotton.
Oh, I found George today.
Look who's here.
He's going to have his headphones one skew to the side so we can back time to NBC Radio News coming up at the top of the hour. Yeah. Tim Cotton.
Who is here?
I wrote he's a lieutenant. I don't even know what you're writing. I'm a general now or something.
That's what I am.
Lieutenant Tim Cotton.
Yeah, all right. Do we have to salute? Your lieutenant, so I'm just Tim.
Yeah. We don't have to salute or anything?
No.
I'm always getting...
I'm happy you're wearing pants.
Yeah, I'm always... trying to define who is the lieutenant and who is a detective and who is not. It gets a little...
Well, for folks outside, you know, really a lot of people have said over the years, he's a detective. Well, a detective is really on the same par as patrol. They just do a different job and they do it in plain clothes.
That said, can we ask you something?
Sure.
Okay, in your opinion.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, because that's a good thing.
Okay,
that's
it is. You give it for free and it's worth that much. Okay. If you're going to work in the police department, what's the best gig?
Oh, detective.
Is it?
As far as I'm concerned, because that was my bread and butter, but there are plenty of officers that have chosen not to go that route.
It's not dispatcher because you get to sit there and do one out of 12, see the man naked.
You know what? That's the worst job in the building. That's the toughest job in the building.
Dispatch is the worst job.
I say worst, I mean toughest on the...
You're getting the public.
Man, I'm telling you, it's a whole different world than it was when I started. When I started as a cop, you would have to do some dispatch shifts. Simple. You know, hey...
You said shifts.
Shifts.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we could do... Did all those things. Okay. But the bottom line was, that was a simple thing, but things have changed so much and they take in so much information and are able to gather from so many locations, and then they have to keep track of the ladies and gents on the street. And the public is not kind to a dispatcher, because when they call, they assume that there's a transfer of information that doesn't need to be shared through vocalization. They think that you understand exactly what they're thinking, and it's tough for them to get that information when someone's under a lot of stress. So that is, to me, the toughest job in the building.
Okay. Dispatch is what you not want to be, but detective is the
one. What I want to be.
If you're a detective, and I could see George and I being detectives,
definitely.
Because we want the big whiteboard, like we have.
Sure.
And we want to put up pictures of people, and we want to be able to write and draw arrows, just like they do on the TV.
Or use thread. Thread is nice. The strings between I'd go for the strings.
Okay.
Strings,
yarn, perhaps.
Yarn.
Do they do that? Do the detectives do that?
No, not at all.
Oh, come on. Yeah. You're dispelling the myth.
I mean, you might find a meme you might find a picture of their wife or husband, but I should say, on some cases, we do that with a board, yes, but it's not... You know, behind every detective, one of those boards of the crime they're working on currently, because many crimes only have one string. So it's not cool. Right. I mean, we got a burglar and I got a house and there's a string.
Yeah, well, if you're in this business, you deal with the police year in and year out. We have.
Sure, yeah.
It's so much better than it was 20, 30 years ago. It's fantastically better now than it used to be.
Oh, good.
It used to be an adversarial relationship many years ago when I first came in the business. Cops didn't run. If you're a reporter, cops didn't want to see you.
Oh, no, but absolutely.
They you were the enemy. You were trying to get information. But now you have community service and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into what's on your mind. Policemen have told me through the years, though.
Keep your hands where I can see them.
No, they have done that.
Where is your
get
hand?
Out of the car?
If there's one job that they, and we're going into the Labor Day weekend, that they have absolutely hated through the years, is having to go to somebody's home ring the bell.
Oh, yeah.
That is probably the most difficult thing a policeman ever does.
Absolutely. We've done better at that over the years because we've realized maybe taking someone with us, maybe a person of faith or a comforting individual for the person who is the subject of the visit. I've done many, and some from homicides. That probably is surreal and maybe the worst experience. I mean, it's pretty close to the worst experience I think I've ever had.
You know who I don't want to be?
Who?
Parking enforcement.
No, That's a
especially where you park.
I don't know.
Well, it's you are a subject. As a matter of fact, there is a string between your name and several cars.
Okay,
no, I'm kidding.
I settled all my lawsuits. Thank you, Debbie. All right, that's an M&M reference for those that didn't pick up on that one, kids. Go ahead, look it up on Spotify, but make sure your explicit filter is on.
Yes,
because parking enforcement. Although you do get to tool around in that fancy vehicle with high tech gear, and you're seeing vehicles. Okay, that's parked there, and that's not parked there. And
right, but that's not us anymore. That is, Republic, and they take care of our parking enforcement downtown.
Oh, and don't they?
And they are good at it. When parking's in your name, you better do a good job with it. But
when the hatchback is open and the four ways are on, you're trying to unload. You think that would be a clue that I'm just going to put this inside and I'll be right back? Nope.
That is unfortunate, and maybe over time we can temper that back, because I get what you're saying, and it's...
I wrote this, the woman said to me, I've already written up the thing, here it is, here's where you can go online, and twice I've gone online as I was in that loading zone kind of a mode.
Sure.
And twice I pleaded my case, and twice I received mercy from the court.
Okay. The good news is, I think, you know who was talking? Who was I talking about this? I was talking to Wade Betters, Sergeant Betters, yesterday. We're talking about how people don't understand that when we write a summons or a ticket, we are not determining their guilt, whereas we have probable cause to charge someone. But the guilt is figured out by someone else beyond that. And that's why the parking enforcement officer official is not the person you want to come down on. You certainly can talk to them, and maybe sometime they'd say, oh, I get that. But overall, their job is to... Put that piece of paper out there, and then your job is to just go take it a step further. And I think there's a lot of reasonableness that has been bestowed on the Office of Parking. And I think you've been found not guilty twice.
Don't you know who I am?
No. That was sent in an email to someone far, far away. They don't know that I'm George Hale's intern working for college credit, and I should get a pass. I'm talking with Tim Cotton, Lieutenant Bangor Police Department. Community officer. We met the new community officer.
Liz Brunton.
And she is all that in a bag of chips.
She's great.
And I guess there's a job that would be fun to have.
I think, well, yes.
Maybe.
Some days, but I've heard some of the messages, and I actually oversee Wade, who oversees her now, and I do hear some of the messages, and folks aren't patient, and I get it. But you know, if you don't call them back, if they leave a message, people assume that that officer is sitting there waiting for a message, and no, they're not. They're out. They're gone. They're doing their job. So when they get back, they do their messages and go through things. And sometimes you might not get a call back even the next day if it's not an emergency.
You're triaged.
And people get angry. People are one step away from PO'd most of the time.
Never have heard that.
Really? Yeah.
People get angry, Rick.
Well, you two make people.
Let me go to the text messages. Okay. Labor Day weekend is here.
Here it comes, yeah.
Here we go. We've already talked today about driver safety and driving under the influence and drugs and all that kind of stuff.
Anything
special going on?
Not really. No, I mean that's more of a nationally organized program and throughout, but we don't have any specific directed patrol toward those violations, but our officers are always watching for those violations, and it's, you know, I think people are doing a pretty good job on wearing their seatbelts. I really do. Now somebody who's into traffic safety is going to say no. I'm going to say from my standpoint and what I see, and my opinion is people wear their seatbelts pretty regularly.
I do a better job than I did 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even think of it.
I think what's happened is the education on the younger kids. When I was growing up, nobody wore a seatbelt, right? Nobody. And
we turned out fine.
We're all right.
Sort of.
But now I think to that to myself when I put it on each day, it's such a natural thing to do that I think now it's just something we're all doing. And your kids are seeing you put your belt on.
Kids will yell at you if you don't.
Kids
in the back seat will say,
kids are your respect their authority.
Unless the kids, of course, are on the school bus and the school bus doesn't have seat belts. Uh-oh. Oh, hang on.
Sarcasm filter active.
You turn that one on. So
it's coming.
If the kids aren't going to be wearing seat belts on the school bus, I guess it's our job to make sure to watch out for the big yellow school bus.
And I stopped for one this morning.
Did
so,
you know?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And it's for the first few weeks of school, we will see people going past those buses. And it's,
I know.
It's pretty hard to miss them, though. I mean, it's pretty hard to miss those. Like, no, it's if you're driving with any reasonableness, you're not going to miss. And most, all school bus drivers that I've noticed lately really are cautious. They watch the traffic around them and they try not to create an issue. And they put their yellow lights on in plenty of time to give you the warning. And you always have that person in front of you that says, well, that's still yellow. I'm going. That's still yellow.
Yellow means hurry up, you can make it.
Right. Instead of slowing down and using caution. So please do that and watch for the kids. Obviously, what a horrible event. It happens somewhere in the country every the first day of school every year. Someone's injured or killed.
But we had one in the town of Washington this past summer. This Lisa, the past school year,
when
we're coming around the corner.
It's a horrible thing.
Flat into the kids.
Some towns are putting, they're folding bars out in front of the bus.
Right, now. They kind of slap out there. Not that it stops you, but it is a visual something to recognize that maybe I shouldn't go forward. I do like those, actually. And it keeps the kid from going back there, too.
I don't know. What more could you do to a school bus to get someone to notice it?
Well, maybe.
Well, if I travel around.
Here we go.
Different places. I've seen strobe lights a lot in other places.
Yeah, I've seen the strobe lights.
Maybe a big swing, a big red light just is spinning on the back of the
I've
bus.
Yeah, I've seen those too.
Maybe some girly mud flaps. Because those are usually attention grabber for guys that are driving behind.
I would opt for the Yosemite Sam.
The back off?
The back off. Back off. I like those.
Well, you're coming out of the busy, busy season. You've had all the concerts.
Finished last night
with a very...
Because Alabama canceled.
Alabama's done.
I was sad about that.
You see, we were talking about this earlier. We were talking about this yesterday. Little Texas had to cancel in Balsam Valley.
Yes, because of travel issues.
Right? And then Little Texas canceled. And then Alabama canceled. Yet Florida Georgia Line made it. So only certain states can make it to Maine.
Everybody's going to Florida.
I'm hoping Kansas is going to reunite and try to get here sometime soon, too.
I'd like to see Orleans.
You're still the one.
How many?
Still the one. I figure we're going
start with
shooting style.
I was going to Boston there for a second. No, Boston's a city, and they've been here already.
Yeah. We could start a trivia question and a half here. Okay, so we get the kids back to school. We hopefully safely.
Sure.
You've got... you're sending school resource officers out?
Well, that's a good point, George. What we do in Bangor is we have an officer at every school, private, public, on the opening day, not to look for folks that didn't, you know, that are picking up their phone in their car, to make sure the kids, the students, the teachers all feel comfortable. They know an officer is around, and basically we're just there to maybe provide some sense of security. But also, if there's an issue, we'll handle it. But we have an officer, and that takes a lot of officers.
I didn't know you sent them to the private schools.
Private schools, absolutely. Kids go, you know, private school parents pay taxes too. And
God bless you,
right? So they deserve, and their kids are important to us. So we go to all the private schools and all the public schools, and that's a nice event. And a lot of parents do come up and thank us. They felt better, or especially those parents that are showing up for the first day of their child's education.
Oh, and you recognize them too.
Yeah. There's
Kleenex.
There's cameras. There's Kleenex.
Tears.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Wailing and gnashing of teeth. Not by the children.
No, the kids are ready to get in there.
It's the mom and the dad that are saying, come back here. How did you grow up so fast? Lieutenant Tim Cotton of the Bangor Police Department is our guest in SS7A. Go ahead, finish the talk up, buddy.
This is one of my favorite songs of all time. Still the one, Orleans.
We're back with more Cop Talk in a moment or two.
Sometimes I never want to see you again.
In case anyone asks and you're willing to answer honestly,
but I want you to know,
you're listening to
After All These Years,
GHRT.
You're still the one I want whispering in my ear. You're still the one I want to talk to in bed. Still the one that turns my head. We're still.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.